Action at Monday's Jacksonville City Council meeting focused on several big events planned for downtown in 2015. Aldermen unanimously passed resolutions allowing the Tri-County Relay for Life to use the square for its annual cancer-fighting fundraiser and gave the green light for Jacksonville Main Street to employ a modified alcohol sales plan for this year's downtown celebration. Tom Grogeen with the celebration explained that last night's request was downsized from the original one at the December 9th City Council meeting. Struck from the proposal was the request to allow people to purchase alcohol at bars and leave with an approved container.
As we looked at that further, and the roadblocks are going to be set so far back, we realized that that was just going to be too cumbersome and too labor-intensive and costly for the city. So we have taken that off the table. There's still going to be beer and wine moving freely within the footprint of downtown, within the square, but not beyond that on East State, West State, and South Main down to College.
Grogeen maintains the event will be more family-friendly this year and pointed to activities after 8 p.m., such as a movie.
Over the years, I've seen this done in many communities, and it seems to work very, very well. We're not about people getting drunk and all that kind of stuff at all. To the contrary, and I think you find more of that in beer tent areas, but we're about people just enjoying the day and the early evening and being able to, if they want to have a glass of wine or have a beer, and enjoy it that way. But there will be police protection. Won't be tolerated for any bad behavior, and that's the way it ought to be anyway, in a public setting.
Alderman also gave the go-ahead for the event to include fireworks, as it did in 2011. The downtown celebration will run from noon to 8 p.m. on May 30th. There was discussion regarding the Relay for Life event and the city's participation in it. After it was revealed the Relay wants city barricades and golf carts for usage, several aldermen felt the city should not cover expenses unless it's directly sponsoring an event. Alderwoman Lori Large Oldnettle says, in general, city council should be supportive of events like Relay for Life, and noted the recent commitment to helping to run the Grierson Days event, but she says it's important for the city to be mindful of the resources it's using.
We just need to be looking at the big picture so that not every single request has to come to council. It's something that can be handled within the city based upon certain parameters that we have, or maybe costs if you want. Better helps us keep track of perhaps some of the things that we're loaning out, as well as not eating up a lot of manpower expenses to make some of those events happen. I'm not saying that it's not a bad thing. I'm just saying that as we work with more and more groups, that we just be more mindful of what we're doing.
It's not anticipated that the Relay for Life will be back on the agenda for further action, as Mayor Andy Ezzard said his office would handle any logistical issues unless there were major ones that would require council approval.
I certainly understand the aldermen's views as far as putting something in place more systematically on how we can do events with city manpower. I think we're all unanimous, though, that why we did this downtown was to have events, and bringing the Relay for Life event downtown Jacksonville, I feel good about that. I think that the setting downtown for the Relay for Life event will be really appealing to the survivors and their families.
Ezzard added the city might provide the Relay with lighting from the fire department. He said the city wouldn't be able to provide golf carts if there's a major event at the golf course that weekend. Ezzard also notes there was no negative comment from downtown business owners about holding the Relay, which is June 20th. It will run from noon to midnight. In other action last night, aldermen unanimously passed the first reading of the 2015 Appropriations Bill, which is the operating and capital improvements budgets. The bill totals about $43 million. Alderman Steve Wormowski noted the police department overtime budget was exceeded by $40,000 last year and thinks the budget should be adjusted accordingly. Wormowski was asked by Finance Committee Chairman Don Cook if he had talked to the department, to which Wormowski responded that he had talked to the Budget Committee and to Cook several times about it. Alderman Mike Wonkel said he'd like to see miscellaneous expenses brought down from $7,000 to $10,000 to a more reasonable figure like $1,000. Cook noted all department heads did come under budget overall. Alderman also approved an agreement with Hutchison Engineering for an overlay project of North Main from the railroad tracks to Walnut. The project would require 20% local funds and be federally funded the rest of the way, and that would begin next spring. A Jacksonville man is facing several charges stemming from alleged motor vehicle burglaries. 24-year-old Daniel Hammett of the 800 block of Hoagland was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 5:15 yesterday morning for burglary and theft. Hammett is alleged to have broken into a vehicle Sunday night in the Ponderosa parking lot on West Morton and taken a purse. He's also believed to have stolen a cell phone from a table at McDonald's. Police say Hammett is a suspect in over a half dozen other alleged vehicle break-ins, but nothing of value was reportedly taken from those vehicles. Hammett has been released on bond. Jacksonville police made two other arrests yesterday. 27-year-old Jonathan Moore of the 800 block of Hardin was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 3:45 p.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia. Moore remains in custody. 25-year-old Nathan Deskovich, who is listed as homeless, was picked up in the 200 block of West Douglas at around 9:45 p.m. for failure to appear for possession of cannabis. Deskovich remains in custody. Cass County deputies made one arrest last night. 37-year-old Jesse Price of Springfield was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 8:15 p.m. on a warrant for DUI. Price remains in custody. State Treasurer Mike Frericks is bringing in an outside firm to conduct an audit and identify areas within the office that can be improved. He says the firm will look at everything from budgeting to investments and program management, all with the goal of saving money.
Every dollar we can raise through smart investments here in the state of Illinois is a dollar the General Assembly doesn't need to raise in taxes or a dollar in painful cuts that they don't need to make.
Treasurer's office is in charge of managing college savings plans, returning unclaimed property, and investing the state's money. Frerich says the firm that will come in, Plant Morgan, will conduct the work pro bono. He says they'll reevaluate the way things have been done and make suggestions on how to enhance services.
The way things were done 12 years ago may not make sense today. I think there are improvements in technology, and I think we can make some changes here that are going to make this office run more efficiently.
Frericks won't say if the office was run inefficiently under his predecessor, Dan Rutherford, but he says there's always room to improve.
What makes a great bank? A bank designed for you. This is Darcy Marr with Premier Bank, and we are always striving to provide the best services to keep up with your busy lifestyle. From online banking, convenient hours and ATMs, to our newest online loan applications and mobile banking, we're Premier Bank. Come see your hometown bank today at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Former Governor Pat Quinn and former Governor Pat Quinn had the recommendations for medical marijuana licenses on his desk for some days before he left office, but chose not to act on them. His administration's pot czar, Bob Morgan, apologized for Quinn's failure to act, and an examination of documents from those final days shows that Morgan helped Quinn's staff write a statement naming 12 businesses who would get cultivation licenses. In the end, though, Quinn issued a statement saying more work was needed on the applications before any licenses would be granted. Applicants are angered since Governor Rauner has now put a hold on licenses. He could ask that the process start over.